This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jon Stewart, as you know, has decided to do something else with his life. Comedy Central announced last night that Stewart is going to leave The Daily Show sometime this year. This is, on the face of it, a story about a cultural icon moving on. It's about how we get our news and what we want in our news. But it's also a corporate story, the company in question being Comedy Central's corporate parent, Viacom. Marketplace's Andy Baxter has that story.
Jon Stewart's departure is a big deal for Comedy Central. Here's Matthew Harrigan, an analyst with Wunderlich Securities.
I think if this was Comedy Central, Inc., you know, I think the stock could be down over 20-25%, but, you know, it's not.
Viacom's stock dropped, but Harrigan says it didn't tank. Comedy Central is only one piece of the Viacom enterprise. Harrigan estimates it pulls in less than 10% of overall revenue. Still, the timing of Stewart's announcement isn't great. Ratings have been sliding at Comedy Central and at other big Viacom networks like MTV and Nickelodeon.
It would have been better to have had this happen, when some of the other networks were, hitting a little bit better.
Part of the problem, people watch traditional TV less often. As viewers' eyes move on, so do ad dollars. James Dix is an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
You could say, here's just yet another exclamation point to the general storyline that, TV advertising at Viacom is in trouble.
From a corporate perspective, Dix thinks Viacom had to anticipate Jon Stewart's retirement and make contingency plans. He thinks Comedy Central will end up fine. Whether it sticks to The Daily Show's fake news format? Joe Bonner, a securities analyst at Argus Research, says that's an open question.
I mean, do they change the whole format of the show to fit a new personality, or do they try to fit a new personality into the show?
But Bonner says, given The Daily Show's brand equity, he can't imagine Stewart's departure dooming it. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.